This is Worth the Hype. I'm your host, Autumn Young, and today I have a new guest for you guys today, Mr. Riley Bry, the one and only.
How y'all doing?
Riley is a friend of mine from school, so, and he's been very experienced in the field we're going to talk about today, so.
Yeah, some would consider me a professional.
Yes,
yeah.
He's a professional, so we're going to just get right into it. Today, we are talking all about first dates. Riley, how do you feel about first dates?
You know, we talked about this before we went on air. And like, you know what? You need the first date. You can't have the second date without the first date. It's a crucial step. And you got to do it right. You can't be lame about it. You got to go big for your first date. Not huge, but you got to tell them, hey, this is what I'm all about.
Yeah, it's the get to know you date. It's the deciding factor. Am I gonna like spend more time with this person? Because time is money.
Time is money. That's right.
Like you don't want to just be wasting your time talking to some person that you're like, actually, I don't see this going anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why it's so. And people are so nervous on the first date, and it's like, oh, is this gonna work? But if it doesn't go well, then it's not for you, Chief. Like, just like move on. It's fine. Don't be so stressful about it. Just be yourself and have a good time.
Okay, we've compiled a list of first date ideas, and we're also going to tell you our first dates, and I also might tell you my second date, maybe, depends. So hopping right into it, the first date idea, go-karting.
Go-karting.
Having like a little Mario Kart adventure.
See, I like that simply because I think a little bit of competition on the first date is healthy. And I think that's an okay thing. I think some people want to shy away from that. But from like a flirting perspective, I don't know. I think that's fine. I wouldn't necessarily go-karting as my competitive route. But, you know, I don't think that's an awful idea.
No, I agree. I think go-karting, it really depends on the person you're with. It can be expensive, too. I'm not saying that you can't, like, go all out for the first date, but go-karting, also, keep in mind, you're not in the same cart. You're in separate carts. So, like, you don't really get to know the other person super great.
That's true. But if you're, like, competing, though, and, like, you're, like, right next to each other and you're, like, trying to pass the other person, I think you can still, like, get a general. Like, you're not talking, I guess. I feel like you can't just do go-karting and then be like, okay, we're going home. See ya. Because then you don't
get ice cream, go get food.
Yeah, you gotta do something. Like this is one of the first dates where it can't be just by itself. You need something else with go-karting. But I think go-karting by itself, it's not a terrible thing. I think it's an all right first date option.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I don't know. I think it could be better though. I would not call it the best first date.
Oh, seriously? You're thinking like go-karting's like a mid-tier type of
first date.
First date.
Very first date.
I feel like go-karting, once you get down the road.
I feel like it's like a fifth date.
Yeah, if it's like a future date, I think it's better just because you know the person a little bit more. But first date, I think I might agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Next, I'm going to be telling you guys about my first date because the next one is bowling. So bowling was my first date. If you guys listened to the last episode, Embarrassing Things, if you guys haven't, you should definitely go listen to it. It's great. Two guests, Riley and Keegan. It's a great episode. You guys will love it. But anyway, I talk about slightly my first date that I ever went on, and it was bowling. So my first date with my boyfriend now, Mr. Logan Bardson, who was in a previous episode, we went bowling. We did 8 rounds of bowling.
Oh my goodness. 8 full rounds of bowling.
It was 8 rounds of bowling. It was crazy. Do you want to guess how much that cost?
Oh, that has to be like, is that like 70? 70 bucks?
92.
Oh my goodness. This is your first date?
First date.
You guys did like a full marathon of bowling.
Our arms were so sore. That's one thing you don't realize is that the next day, the day after bowling, your arms hurt. Like your forearms.
So if you don't mind me asking, why 8 games of bowling?
So we didn't realize that it, like, added per round. We just didn't really think about it. So, because neither of us were, like, bowling aficionados. Like, neither of us had been bowling since, like, middle school. So we went in and we checked in and we started bowling. And we just kept bowling because I think partially, like, we... So at that point, we hadn't really established it as our first date. But, like, it was a date, no matter how you put it, because, like, it was a guy and a girl hanging out and, like, getting to know each other. So, like, it was definitely a date. But, like, we hadn't really called it a date yet. We hadn't labeled it. So it was just, like, us hanging out. And I think we were both just nervous. So we just didn't want to, like, stop what we were doing, stop bowling. So we just kept bowling and kept bowling. And, like, we did a couple rounds left-handed even. Like, we made this last. Wow. It was crazy. And it was super fun. But, yeah, then we, like, returned our shoes and the bowling balls. And we're, like, and they're, like, oh, by the way. Like, and they're, like, wow, you guys really racked up a tab.
That's
brutal.
And we're,
like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, and he's, like, $92 today. And we went, ugh. He was, like, Logan was going to pay. And I was, like, do you want me to pay for half? Like, I can pay for, like, half of it. And he's, like, no, I got it. I'm, like, okay, fine. Well, if you pay for this, then we're going down the block and ice cream's on me.
Oh, see, that's smooth, though. That's perfect execution on your front.
Thank you. I was like, I don't want to, like, stop hanging out with you, but I don't know how to make this continue. Because, like, you just spent $92 on me. But, like, honestly, that should have been my, like, clue that, like, he did really like me. Because if a guy doesn't like you, he would have, like, taken you up on that offer to be like, yes, please pay for half.
Also, coming from, as a member of and the speaker of the guy community.
The male community.
The male community. We don't play 8 full games of bowling with a female if we're not interested. We're leaving after maybe game 2. Like, that's just not happening. So I think 8 full games, that's absurd.
Yeah, we've been bowling a couple times since. We have not done nearly as many. So we went bowling as a double date once, and we did, like, 2 rounds for between 4 people. And then we went once on our own again, and we did, like, 3 rounds. And we're like, okay, that was solid. Like, that was good. Not too much.
No, I think you guys need to recreate the full 8 rounds again.
I don't think so.
Just the pain that comes with it.
Yeah, my arms were sore for, like, 2 days. It was crazy.
Hey, a little arm workout? Sounds like a complete first date to me. You get a little arm workout in, and you get a date?
Yeah. And then so we went out to ice cream then, and we played 20 questions, but not like the class, not the like the you guess an item 20 questions. It was like the get to know you 20 questions, where it's like we just go back and forth, asking each other questions and answering them. And so that's how I got to know him. And like, I was like trying not to be too like on the 5th, maybe 6th question, I was like, have you ever been in a relationship before? Because, like, honestly, I didn't know, but, like, I kind of knew. So I was like, I'm going to ask because I just want to be like, I want to know, but I was curious. And he's like, no, I've never had a girlfriend before.
Okay, so you guys played, so 20 questions. So that's, like, that's an interesting way to go about it, because, like, you're kind of leaning into, like, the awkwardness of that first date in a sense. And you're like, all right, let's just get the obvious out of the way, and let's just, like, go at this at the most obvious way possible. And, you know, I kind of respect that, like, leaning into that a little bit.
Well, because, like, if nothing else, I wanted to be his friend. So I was like, well, I want to get to know this person. So, I mean, like, yeah, I kind of wanted to, like, date him, but I was like, well, if nothing else, I get to know him, like, as a person. Not bad. We ate ice cream, and we did that. And we, like, sat there for, like, probably an hour. Like, this was a long first date. It started at, like, 3 p.m., and I didn't get home until, like, 10 p.m.
Dang, so you had, not only did you have 8 rounds of bowling, you also had an hour of ice cream?
An hour or and a half, maybe, of ice cream, and then afterwards we went on a walk.
Wow.
It was dark, and we went on a walk.
So you were stretching this thing out.
We milked this first date.
Wild.
Partially because he didn't want to go home yet because his brother had friends over at the time. And we also just didn't want to end the date because we were having fun. But, like, we still had not established it as a first date. Oh, we were going home. Like, we got in our separate cars to go our separate ways. We hadn't called it a date. We didn't touch. We didn't hug. We didn't hold hands. Nothing. And I was like, oh, gosh. I don't, like, and it's, like, the start of Christmas break. I'm like, I don't want to read into this and be like, I got out of my car and I went and knocked on his car window. And, like, he got out of his car and I was like, I don't want to be, like, too forward. I need to ask because I don't want to, like, overthink or anything. Was this a date? And he's like, I don't know. Did you want it to be a date? And I said, I don't know. I was going to ask you that. And he said, yeah, it was a date. I'm like, okay, great. And he's like, okay. And he said, we should do it again sometime. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. We should. And I said, well, but since I asked you out on this one, you have to plan the next one. Because I, like, chose bowling, so he had to, like, choose the next thing.
Oh, so you put the ball on his court in this
one. I was like, you have to, like, pick the time, date, and everything. And so I was like, okay. I waited, like, over a week and a half before, like, he responded, like, with a second date idea. And so I was, like, freaking out. I was like, oh, my gosh. Because I had to wait over Christmas.
Yeah.
So it was like, he was out of town.
So you call it a date, and then now you're just sitting there, you're waiting for the second one, and you're like, I think that went well, because, I mean, we called it a date, so that means that has to go well. But also, you guys both tried to get the other person to say that it was a date.
It was
so it's just confusing. Just mind games.
It was so nerve-wracking. I was like, I don't think, maybe he doesn't actually like me. Maybe he was just doing this out of obligation. Ugh. I was so scared.
Oh, no. He played 8 games of bowling with me out of obligation. Oh, no, dude.
Okay. So, but yeah. And then we went mini golfing on our second date. That was like January 2nd.
I assume that's indoor mini golfing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It was like at, it was an indoor one in Omaha.
Yeah, I like mini golfing for one of the first dates. I think that's a solid one.
Except, like, we didn't do anything. We just mini golfed because he had to be somewhere after. So, like, after mini golf, we just, like, went our separate ways. And I was like, oh, okay. Maybe this didn't go as well. I was, like, really nervous. I was thought, like, oh, maybe I was, like, maybe he doesn't like me. I'm like, that one was a little nerve-wracking. I was nervous, but.
So by what date were you, like, this is going well? Did it take a few?
Probably, like, the 4th.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Because the 3rd date, we went on a walk, and that was actually, maybe it was the 3rd, because, okay, he skipped his brother's birthday to go on a walk with
what?
Me. He did. His, like, younger brother, he skipped his birthday to come on a walk with me.
Okay, tell me you're madly in love with me without telling me you're madly in love with me. Come on now.
So, yeah, that was, those are, like, our first 3 dates.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, bowling. I like bowling as a first date. Maybe not 8 rounds.
Yeah.
I don't recommend the 8 rounds thing.
I would say 8 rounds of bowling would not be worth the hype in my opinion. But maybe I'm just I just don't have the commitment that you do. But I'd say bowling as a whole, I think it's a solid option.
So what's your first date story then?
So I got a few sprinkled in here. So my first one is an unfortunate, it's a tragedy, really. It was a bit of a lunch date. It was between classes, and we decided to go to Chick-fil-A. So I drove her to Chick-fil-A. And I knew it was going downhill when we went to Chick-fil-A and she ordered a salad.
Oof.
So I knew from that moment, I was like, okay, this is done. So, I mean, it went well. Like, we were able to talk. I mean, we ate in the car, so it was, like, not crazy romantic. It was just kind of, like, lame. But then that date finished, and I didn't get a text back that night. So there was the Chick-fil-A salad, kind of. I think that was it. I just knew that, nope, if you go to Chick-fil-A and you get a salad,
you're not comfortable with the person.
No, it's just over. It's just over. So that was not ideal on my front. However, take two, my second first date was actually prom, which is not as typical one.
No.
And the thing is, usually, like, it's typical to, like, know the person and then go to prom with them, but you're not, like, dating yet. I had no idea who this person was. I'd met them for, like, 5 minutes maybe beforehand because we were set up. And so we went to prom. It was really my first time ever meeting this person. And it was interesting because you're, like, in a prom group and you're doing all the prom things, so you don't really have great time to get to know the person you're with.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, like, overall it was good. It was also hard to know what I should pay for as the guy because prom is expensive. With the ticket, the food.
Prom adds up.
Prom adds up. And as a first date, it's like, now I'm all for chivalry. Like, I think guys should pay as much as possible. However, prom is like, when you don't know the person, it's a hard thing to balance.
Oh, for sure. Even going to prom with, like, my boyfriend, I don't want him to have to pay for everything. Because, like, the corsage and boutonniere thing, I was like, that adds up.
The wrist flower, dude.
The corsage?
The fancy wrist thing.
Our deal.
Unreal.
Yeah. Our deal ended up always being, well, I guess we only went to prom 2 years, but both years it was, I will pay for, like, the flowers and the corsage, because then I also got to pick the design. That was, like, a little bit of the strategy there. And then he would pay for, like, dinner and the tickets.
Okay, yeah. So you split it.
And, like, he still got to pay for more, so, like, he felt, you know, chivalrous.
There you go.
So.
And, I mean, hey, so prom, not the ideal first date, but we had dates after that. So it was more successful than the Chick-fil-A salad story.
Oh, for sure.
So we'll take that. But then I would say my, like, real first date, see, I'm a bit of a picnic guy. So we found a good spot. We found a little green space. I had a blanket, I had food ready, and we had a little picnic as the sunset, which I thought was, well, it was perfect, and then it got more perfect when I pulled out the Capri Suns, and I knew, okay, this is a thing, this is happening, so.
You must have really liked her.
I mean, you don't bring Capri Suns to any normal function. Absolutely not.
No, Capri Suns are a special occasion.
Oh, 100%.
Especially once you hit a certain age, you rarely get Capri Suns.
100%. And now, myself being from Minnesota, there's a lot of lakes there. So, did a little picnic and then walked around a lake afterwards.
Ideal.
I think, I mean, hey, a lot of time to talk with each other. There was good exchanging of who are you sort of a thing. So, I think overall, picnic. 10 out of 10. I love the picnic idea, personally.
You see, literally, like, two ideas down on my list is picnic. We can cross that one off. Picnic, good first date.
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong with picnic. If the person you're with doesn't like a picnic, red flag. Run away. Just move states. It's not it. Like, they need to be able to enjoy being with you one-on-one and enjoy that time with you. Because if they're not willing to do that, and they're only willing to, like, watch a movie in silence, then do they really want to be
boring.
With you? Yeah, come on now.
Okay, moving on. Next, we have mini golf. Mini golf, once again, has to be paired with something else.
Yeah, you can't do mini golf by itself. And it's a competition-type first date. So it's in that category of bowling.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the other ones, like go-karting.
Yeah, I think mini golf, kind of just like those, good idea. I don't think I have much else to say on mini golf because we already kind of like touched on it a little bit.
Yeah, it depends on who, again, it depends on the person you're with because some guys specifically, I don't trust with mini golf on their first date.
Oh, no, uh-uh.
Because they're like, I don't care who you are, I am beating you here. And that can put people in uncomfortable situations.
That can definitely put people.
So I would say mini golf for me, it's a yes, but ladies, if you're out there, and
if you're out there
and there's a guy and he's like, we need to do mini golf, be a little careful because he might just want to beat you by 80 if he can. So
not cool.
You got to watch out for the
the
competition freaks out there.
I have a friend and she's like, I will never go mini golfing, like, on a first date or, like, even in general. She hates mini golf because she gets overly competitive about it, but she's not good.
Oh, that's even worse.
And so she's just like, it just frustrates her. She, like, gets actively mad at mini golf. Because I remember one time we were hanging out, and she was like, what do we do? Like, what should we do? And I, like, we were right by mini golf. I was like, well, we could go mini golfing. And she's like, I will get actively mad at mini golf to the point where I will not be fun to hang out with. We should not go mini golfing. I'm like, okay, fair enough. Got it.
Hey, but that's knowing yourself, and yeah, that's props. Honestly, hey, props to her.
Yeah. I think she listens to this podcast, too, so she'll know. She'll know who I'm talking about.
Shout out.
You'll know her. She'll know. Okay. Next up, we have tennis or pickleball. Like, going to, like, the courts and...
Going to the courts.
Going at it with a racket.
See, now with this, there's a potential for breaking a sweat here.
Oof.
So we're actually like...
You're like getting active.
We're getting active. This is one of the more active first date options.
Oh, for sure. I've been like to play tennis, but I'm so bad at it. I've never played tennis before. Okay. Before this like one kind of date thing. It wasn't like really a date. It was just we were hanging out with friends and we were both there. And so it was just like... Like, kind of a date. We were on the same team. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, like, and it was hot. Neither of us are very good at tennis. And so it was, like, it was fine, but it could have been better.
And you finish and you're all sweaty.
And you're just like, I need to go shower. Don't touch me.
Yeah, I had a tennis for one of my first dates, too. And I remember I had, like, flip-flops on.
But you always have flip-flops on.
I always have flip-flops on.
In the summer.
So I played tennis with bare feet. And luckily, she did, too, so I think we were on the same wavelength. She was like, oh, well, if he will, I will.
Okay.
And so we were just equally both in pain together because the tennis court was just super hot.
Oof.
So I think that was just a bonding moment there. So, hey, if you're in pain together, I guess it's a win. But other than that, I don't know if you want to break a sweat on your first date. That's kind of a...
It's kind of... I don't know. For some people, that could be attractive. I don't know, but... That's not on the first date for me, personally.
Yeah, not my cup of tea. And not even, like, first few dates for me. That has to come, like, down the road.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know the person if you want to break a sweat.
You have to be together for at least, like, 3 months before you take me to tennis.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Next. Couple yoga. Couples yoga.
Okay, like, I want to hear your thoughts on this because I have specific opinions on this topic.
Okay, so I will not lie. I love yoga. It really calms me down because, like, I have anxiety. And so doing yoga really chills me out when I'm, like, panicking. And I got back into it over Christmas break a little bit. And so I'll do it every once in a while in the dorms if I'm alone. It's really awkward being in a room doing yoga when the other person isn't doing yoga.
It's like, hey, I know you're relaxing right now, but let me just do my little stretches in the middle of the room.
Yes, please.
Don't mind me. I'm just in my zen right now.
Don't mind me. Don't mind me doing soldier and downward dog right now. So anyway, I do like yoga. And you know that like trend on Instagram and TikTok of like couples yoga poses?
Oh no.
I will be honest, Logan and I have done that. We've, like, tried them.
No way.
We didn't record or post them, but we're pretty good at them. Like, we can do them.
That's wild. You know that you are far along in a healthy relationship if you can do couples yoga together.
It was so frustrating, but also so hilarious. We had a blast. It was so funny because, like, some of these poses look like they should be so easy. It's just like, oh, that's so simple. And then you're like, that is, like, not physically possible for a human body to do. And you're like, how are they doing this? How do we do this? How do you get into it? It was so hard, but so fun.
So let me get this straight. Am I hearing that you are pro couples yoga?
Not on a first date.
Okay, uh-uh. That's what I was saying. Let me get on my soapbox real quick. First date couples yoga... That you are stepping right into the danger zone.
Well, because this sounds weird. It's not like intimate, but you have to touch each other.
Yeah, touching first date, icky sicky. I don't know about it. I don't know, man.
Like getting that comfortable to do it on a first date is a no go. No go.
See, for me, I'm no couples yoga at any point.
What?
If you see me doing couples yoga,
you found your wife.
I found the one. I'm not doing couples yoga with anybody unless they are V1 and they want me to. But couples yoga on a first date is insane. And I'm sorry, I'm not ghosting because I can't do that. But if a girl texts me and like, hey, couples yoga Tuesday?
No. Well, you see, maybe if you're yoga instructors, like maybe if both of you are yoga instructors and that's how you met, maybe couples yoga?
In a world where two yoga instructors meet, I guess couples yoga for a first date would apply. Maybe that's the exception here. I'll give you that. Two
yoga instructors get together and they do couples yoga on a first date. I feel like that's the only time where that's really a first date. If that was your first date, I want to know about it and I want all the details because that sounds interesting. Okay, moving on. Museum. So, museums, I think, are fine. I think they're a little boring, depending on what museum you go to.
Yeah, no, so I don't want to get into the part of the podcast where I'm just a pessimist. But I'm saying, for two straight topics, museum ain't it. For a first date, it's like, could you seriously not think of anything more interesting to bring me to? It's like, you're planning this whole thing, and the first thing that comes to mind is a museum, and we're looking at a bunch of statues of old people.
Well, here's what I have to say. What if it's one of those interactive museums?
Like a children's museum?
For adults.
There's search like interactive.
Up. Yeah, search it up. Interactive museums for adults.
Are they history museums?
No, not necessarily. But like they're like art museums more so. They're more like.
Oh, so things. We're thinking like fancy. Like fancy museums. I was thinking like history museums.
Art museum. No, art.
Oh, these kind of look hype, actually.
See?
Oh.
I'm like, what if it's one of those museums? Oh, I think, like, classic museum is a no-go, because that's too boring. You have to be quiet in museums, typically.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
But, and like,
in Minnesota, we had a museum. For a little bit, we had the Van Gogh Experience, and that looked super cool.
That came to, like, Omaha, too.
Yeah.
It was pretty popular, but I didn't go, and I wanted to, so.
Okay, so if it's something like that, I think I could get behind it. It might not be my first option, but that doesn't sound like a. You're definitely putting thought in if you can find an interactive like art museum that you can like walk.
Oh, for sure. And I think that would be so fun as a first date because you're like it's like playing, like that sounds so weird, but like it's kind of like a children's museum, where you're like playing, and you're just going around.
Yeah, and you can, like, make fun of the stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm a big, like, make fun of things on the first date kind of guy.
It's good conversation.
Exactly. Like, look at that painting, Goofy.
Weird.
Yeah, see? So, hey, I take it back. I mean, hey, if you're going to a classic museum, that's a big no for me.
Yeah.
Like, you're not finding me in, like, looking at Theodore Roosevelt on the first date.
No.
Absolutely not. But you could convince me for an art museum. Not easily, but you could convince me.
Fair enough. Okay. Next, we have a play or a movie. And I'm going to say right off the bat, I don't like it on a first date. And here's what I have the issue with. You don't get to talk to the person. You have to be quiet. You're watching the play. You're watching the movie. And, like, it's a first date, so most likely you're not going to, like, cuddle or anything. And, like, we wouldn't do that in a play anyway. You'd maybe hold hands. But, like, it's just, it's a no-go.
Yeah, the movie one's tough because, like you said, like so I went on one of my first dates before I really knew the person I was with. I went to a movie and it's like it's kind of awkward because like I smuggled snacks in too because that's what you do when you go to a movie.
Oh, for sure.
But like we both like were kind of like self-conscious about eating them, so we're just kind of like sitting there and I was like, well, I got these things, but like. I don't really know. So it's like, and you can't talk, so you can't really like get a good read on the person. And you're not, let's be honest, you're not really watching the movie. You're thinking the entire time how the date's going. However, the date's not really going. It's just
paused.
Your date is in purgatory. That's really what it is. It's just there. So now I think the movie one is something that if you don't pair a movie with something afterwards.
Dinner and a movie, the classic.
But if you don't pair it with something, it's over. Because if you can't talk about and make fun of the movie, or at least like talk about what you liked about it, and you can't like connect and make those like funny key moments or whatever, mm-hmm. then what's even the point of going to the movie? So it needs to be able to spark something afterwards. So that's why I'm in the camp of movies are okay, because if you can do something afterwards and you can stretch that out, because my first movie date, I think it was pretty solid. Like, we were able to find things that we both liked about it, and we were able to talk about it, and we were able to build memories because of that first movie. So, if it's just the movie, I'm not fully on board. But if you pair it with something afterwards, and you're able to talk about it and actually spend time with the person, I think they're pretty all right.
Yeah. You know how everyone says dinner and a movie? I think it should actually be movie and a dinner.
100%.
Because yep. Then afterwards, you're engaging in conversation, and then you're not, it's not boring because you can at least talk about the movie rather than, like, if you do dinner beforehand and you're talking and you have to, like, you do have to do all, like, that personal, like, so what's your favorite color?
Yep, the awkward conversation.
Yeah, or, like, if you're friends beforehand, it's a little different. You're not doing, like, that sort of awkward conversation. But, like, you know, doing dinner afterwards gives you the movie to talk about.
Yeah, and see, better. When me and my girlfriend went to a movie, we went to Doctor Strange, and in the parking lot going into this Doctor Strange movie, we met Walmart Doctor Strange. It was a guy dressed up as Doctor Strange,
my God.
Just some random guy, and he was doing card tricks. And
wow,
for the next months of that relationship, we just talked about the Walmart Doctor Strange. So we were able to built a memory that night. Yeah. So that's why I think
that's a memory right there.
Not saying Walmart Doctor Strange is going to come to all of your first dates. However, that's why I'm okay with the movie one.
Fair enough. Okay, next, sports game.
Okay. I'm a big sports guy.
You're wearing a jersey.
I'm wearing a jersey right now. I'm a big sports guy. I've done sports games for dates. My date was not a sporty person, so I had to be very careful not to get into the realm of mansplaining during the game.
Ooh, yeah, that's hard.
I had to walk that line very carefully because we went to a baseball game. We went to a Twins game.
Oh.
And I knew baseball's my thing. So I had to be very careful to walk that line of, okay, I'm not going to explain everything. She doesn't need to know everything. That's okay. But big sports game guy. I think phenomenal first date. Am I biased? Possibly. I love
it's sporting events. It's definitely probably an expensive first date. Depending on, like, I
depends.
Guess, it depends. If you're going major leagues, if you're going, you know, professional, that can get expensive. But I do think it's a great bonding experience. Like, I don't know, something about rooting for a team and, like, I don't know, I just think it's fun. I think it's a fun first date idea if you have the money to put into it to do, like, the pros. But if you don't, I think the minor leagues can also be so fun because it's these nobody teams. That sounds bad. It's these teams that aren't as well known, and you're rooting for them. You're picking a team you might not know anything about, and you're just going, yeah, go, you got this.
Yeah, see, and you're doing that preferably together.
Hopefully.
Unless they're quite a villain and they decide to pick the opposite team of you, which would be something
else.
That could be fun, but
that could be so fun.
You know, I'm all about teamwork and camaraderie, so I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one, but, you know, yeah, sporting events, I think, I would say NFL, probably not, just because that's, like, pretty crowded. And
it's so expensive nowadays.
And it's so expensive. But, like, a little baseball game, a little basketball game.
Moving on. Arcade.
Oh, this is a good one.
I think this is a great first date idea. Personally.
So you're pro arcade.
No, I am pro arcade. I think arcades are good.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I think it's cool if, like, you can, it's kind of like stereotypical, like, didn't, like, kind of like a stereotypical way to, like, if you just, like, win your date, like, a stuffed animal or something. I think that's kind of, I don't know.
It's cheesy.
It's a little cheesy, a little goofy. But I think I'm okay with it. It's similar to, like, arcade, if you go to like a carnival or like an amusement park, for me, it's like kind of like the same vibe. But I feel like going into that, you're just like trying to like prove yourself too much. Like, oh, okay. I'm gonna win this stuffed animal bunny. So good. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know.
I like the first date. I like the arcade first date because, I mean, it has that competition.
Yep, that's there.
And then you also, like, I just like the idea of, like, playing around and having fun. So, nothing being, like, too serious.
That's true. I think if you guys both have, like are okay with that, like, younger spirit type of, like, going into, like, a like kind of like a children's area, I think that's fine. It wouldn't be my move, but I think it's not too bad.
Okay, fair enough. Next, concert. I don't think a concert's a good first date.
I don't know, because a concert, the main issue I think we have to bring up with concert is money.
Concerts. Okay. What if it's like a nobody band though?
Just a nobody band.
Like a band that no, like it's so, like they're not really, where they're not well known.
So you're just going, like, you're going to the concert to go to the concert.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
You don't really know the music, but you're just jamming, having fun.
Because the only problem with that too is that you can't really hear, because those are always loud. Those are unreasonably loud.
Yeah, that's for no true. Reason. You don't really get to know the other person super well. You don't get to like ask questions super great because it's so loud.
Yeah, and for a first date, that would be an interesting move.
I've heard of couples like meeting at like concerts and like, you know, those music festivals.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I hear of like those as dates all the time. But I don't know, just like straight up concert first date.
Like purposefully go, not meeting the love of your life there, but purposefully going to a concert with somebody,
yeah,
with your date for your first date.
I still can't get behind it. It's still not my thing.
That's fair. I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world. But again, out of the other things that we've said on this list, I think there's better options to go.
Oh, 100%.
But I don't think it would be the worst move.
Next up, we're kind of speed running, but zoo. Going to the zoo.
Okay. Personally, big zoo guy. I love animals.
Okay.
I love animals. Get me to a, I mean, and I'm chill with a petting zoo.
I was going to say, what's your favorite animal at the zoo?
Favorite animal at the zoo? I'm a big dolphin guy.
A dolphin, really?
Big dolphin guy. Hey, if you watch the little dolphins do their little trick, their little show, if your zoo has a show for dolphins, I'm all for it. I'm sitting there.
That's crazy. I would not have guessed you as a dolphin guy.
Big dolphin guy. Yeah. And they do little tricks, and then they get like a fish or something.
They get a treat. They get a treat. Like sardine.
That's so hype. Yeah, I'm all about that. But the zoo is a great spot because the zoo, you can walk around, you can talk, you can make fun of the animals again. And, you know, I just think it has everything you need. Also, you can get a little snack while you're there because zoos always have food.
True, true.
So I think it has everything in one. And zoos, they're getting more expensive, unfortunately.
They are. They're
but
really.
But it's
not unreasonable.
It's not terrible. And it's enough for the guy to pay for it and be like, hey, I want to be here, and you're worth it to me to get to pay for your zoo ticket. But it's not like...
Literally.
It's not like he's breaking the bank either. He's not like going crazy.
No. It's like $20 per person at least.
Yeah, I think that's a valid first date. I think price range, that's okay.
And then, you know, then you tack on food.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's kind of up there, but, like, it's possible. It's, like...
I think it's still worth it.
I mean, keep in mind, 8 rounds of bowling is $92.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you can't be talking
much. I can't say too much about what's a reasonable first date cost.
I'm not going to 8 zoos.
Hey.
So.
Okay, now. I don't know. I like the zoo.
I think it's good. I think, again, it depends on who you're with. If conversation comes easy with the person you're with, zoo's a great go. Now, if you're with somebody who it's a little harder to, like, start that conversation, there might be a lot of awkward silence. So it might be a bit dangerous.
I think that zoos can be fun and a enjoyable first date. But at the same time, I think... Like, that's an all-day date a lot of times. Or at least, I don't know. I'm from Omaha, like the Omaha area. And the zoo there is just it's so big. People travel, like, from other states and, like, places to come to the zoo. Some people spend
2 days at the zoo.
Wow.
There, because it's just so big and there's so much to do and see. But like, so at least the zoo where I am from, it would be an all day date. Like, you get there kind of when they open and then you kind of stay till they close.
That's why I don't know if I could look at animals for that long.
But like, also with how expensive the tickets are, it's like, it's almost not worth it if you don't.
That's fair. See, in the great up north in Minnesota, we have two main zoos. We have so one zoo that's free that you can get into.
Okay.
So that's a great option.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a free zoo. You can. It's not super big, but I mean, who really cares? It's a free zoo. And then you have another one that you have to pay for, and that one you usually try to spend a few hours at. But I'm not all for the long first date. I'm not a get in, get out kind of guy, but I don't think you need to, unless it's really going well, I don't think you need to
drag it on.
I think do the date, keep it as the date, and then kind of think like, hey, did I like that? Was that good? Do I think the other person enjoyed it? So if we're doing like, if we're going to the zoo and we're hanging and we're walking and looking at animals for 9 whole hours, I don't know if I could do that.
Fair enough. Okay, moving on. Coffee date. Like, literally, first date, just going out, going to, like, a little coffee shop, sitting down with a drink and talking.
See, that's just, like, a classic college first date experience. And I'm not against it, but I feel...
The creativity is not there.
The creativity is not there, and that's the problem. And maybe...
Like, that's what I do with my friends. That's not my date.
Yeah, but I also feel like coffee is a good one where it's, like, it's not even, like, first date and you're close to dating them. It's, like, first date. Like, I have no idea who you are.
It's, like, I met you online. Yeah. Want to go to get coffee?
Yeah, that is the easiest, like, the pinnacle of, I don't know who you are. Let's get coffee. Because coffee dates are great in the sense of they can be 30 minutes or they can be 3 hours.
Literally.
So you really have a choice. If it's not going well, you can be like, hey, I actually have to...
I have something going on at 2 that I forgot about.
I gotta go walk my fish. I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's over, when they say that they need to go walk their fish.
Yeah, it's game over. You're done. I would put coffee in 2 different categories. If you don't really know the person at all, coffee, great move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if like you were friends in a group or you already have had conversations with this person, you already know this person, okay, guys, be a little more creative than a coffee first date. Like, you can do better than
that. I agree.
You can do better than a coffee first date. But if you don't know the person, hey.
Maybe that's the way to go. Go for it. Yeah, that's like I met you on a dating app.
Exactly.
So, like.
Exactly.
You need to get to know the person a little better first. Okay, next. This one, I feel like it's not its own date. It needs to be. It can be lumped into almost any of the other dates. And it's getting ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a date on its own. It needs an accompanier.
No, this is a perfect cap off for literally all the dates that we've brought up.
Yeah, literally. You just get ice cream. It makes everything better.
100%. 100%.
My dad and I, we used to have this book, and it was all about father-daughter dates. And, like, literally every single one, it talked about getting ice cream with it. Like, it'd be geocaching and get ice cream. Go on a long drive and get ice cream. You know, like, whatever it was always accompanied with get ice cream.
Exactly. It's the perfect cap to literally any date you can do. And even if it's cold outside, you can still go get ice cream.
And girls love ice cream. Just saying. Even the lactose intolerant ones. Just saying.
Even the ones that can't ice cream.
They love ice cream.
They can still ice cream.
Like, I've not met a girl that doesn't like ice cream yet.
No, it's a safe move. It's a safe move to, like, cap it off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do, like, the first main activity and then you get to the ice cream stage.
You're in.
It's a good first date. I think if you get to ice cream stage, call it a win. Consider it a win.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Okay, so I have a bit of a first date. This is an interesting one, but I'm all for it. So, once again, ladies, I'm speaking to you. If you're out there and you come to me and you're like, hey, Riley, let's go on a swan boat.
Oh, my God.
And have a first date.
I might cringe.
I might go to the store and buy a ring.
Oh, my God.
I think that's it.
So if anyone out there is interested in Riley, ask him to go on
on a swan boat.
100%. Because if you're willing to art, like you're willing to be like kind of weird and like quirky from day one, I think that's great. If you can sit with somebody on a swan boat and as people walk around a lake and watch you and be comfortable and confident and funny with that person, I'm all for a swan boat. So, hey, swan boat, big win for me.
That's crazy.
Or any paddle boat for that matter.
That is absolutely crazy. You see, I'm a kayaker. My family owns kayaks. And so I'd be down to go kayaking on first date.
But are you working together on a floating swan?
No, but you can jump in the water.
You see, that's fair. That's fair. But
I'm a big fan of, like, jumping in. I don't know.
But teamwork on a swan.
On a swan.
On a swan. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I've been on a swan boat once, and it was with a friend when I was, like, in middle school. So.
And I'm sure you had a great time.
I don't know. It was hard. Steering those things are hard. And, like, I don't know. It was fine.
We might have to agree to disagree on this one. But yeah, swan boat, big win for me.
First date, swan boat. Okay.
100%.
Interesting. And then again, I've also, like I said, never done that on a date, so.
You might have to change that.
Logan, where you at? We're going swan boating.
Might have to give an update.
If it happens, I'll let you know. Okay, next up, stargazing.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Okay, this is my favorite date that Logan and I consistently go on. He has a little truck, a little red truck. And so then we grab a blanket or two, and we, like, sit in the back of his truck and, like, under a blanket, and we look at the stars and we just talk.
I think this is a good one. Now, might be a little risky first date.
Yeah, I can see that.
I would put some caution. I would put a yield sign up on first date for stargazing. I have done this as well. And for me, we just went to, like, an open field where it was, like, super dark out. And then we just, like, looked up at the stars. I thought that was great. I think it's a little bold. I think it's a little bold for first date.
For first date, it might be a little bold. I can see that. But for, like, a recurring date, I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. And it's, like, it's free. You don't need anything. And you can just talk. And it's a great time.
Yeah. No, we've talked about everything while stargazing, I swear. Like, because you just, like, you look and then you're like, oh, by the way, what about this deep existential question?
Exactly. But I feel like if you can do that on the first date and you're comfortable doing that, I think that's kind of cool.
That takes two bold people. And you know what? Props to you.
Or one bold person and one other person that is just...
Along for the ride.
Along for the ride and nervous about truly, making decisions. Truly. So I'm all for it, though. I think I would be a little hesitant.
I can see what you mean by, like, maybe not a first date. But otherwise, I think it's good.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Okay. You had apple orchard, you said.
I did have apple orchard. And this is, like, if you got a little fall thing going on. I think apple orchard.
A little fall date.
You get a cozy up in your little warm fall clothes.
A little pumpkin chai latte?
Exactly. Walking around with a little pumpkin in you.
Oh, my gosh.
At the little apple orchard, I think.
Some apple cider.
You got the fall colors around you. It's just you and the other person. I think I'm all for apple orchard. I think apple orchards are great.
Are you picking the apples at this apple orchard?
Depends on the apple orchard.
It
but
really does. Some of them, like, you know, they don't always let you pick.
I think so, though.
And you're like, well, meh.
I think picking them would be good. But I don't think you should go to, like, the super, like, kind of like arcade-type apple orchards now that they have. I think just, like, classic apple orchard. Just you walking around in nature picking apples. In nature picking apples. And then,
fair enough.
If you want to be super crazy with it, pick your apples, go home.
Make a pie.
I was thinking applesauce, but pie works, too.
You see, I feel like applesauce is, I've made applesauce, like, in second grade. I don't remember. I felt like it was a lot of work. It's just random, but I felt like it was a lot of work as a second grader.
So that's valid.
Like, man, I don't know.
I mean, hey, you're working with pie, though. Pie.
Pie?
I apple pie. Apple pie is hard to do, though.
But apple pie is my favorite pie.
I guess. You got me there.
It's such a good pie. If you can make it, do it.
Yeah, but I think if you can spin it into something like that too, that might be a little long for a first date. But apple orchard as a whole in the fall, great move. I think that's great.
Solid. What's the next one you have?
Another date that I have. So I have, like, either, like, thrift shopping, or I've also done, like, garage sale hopping in like the summer?
You see, there's not enough garage sales that happen out here, and like I feel like in Nebraska, at least I never see them. But I also I'm not from a like a neighborhoody area.
That's true.
So I don't know about the garage sales.
But so keeping it more for thrift shopping then.
Okay, thrift shopping. I love thrifting.
But how do you think of it as a first date?
I don't know. I feel like I'd be a little self-conscious because like about what I wear and like what I'm choosing. Because then also you're like, at that point, then you're telling them your size, like your clothing
yeah,
size.
That's actually true.
So like, I don't know. Maybe not a first date, but like maybe like a fourth, fifth.
So like down the line a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like, you know, a couple, like a month or two in. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's okay. It's hard because, again, it has to do with money.
Yeah.
Because obviously but you're not going to pay for the other person to buy clothes.
It's like cheaper.
Because it's thrift shopping. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's okay. I think I might have to agree with you that I wouldn't necessarily go first date. But also for the guys, if they're looking to get like gift ideas for the future, if you do know their size, that is kind of helpful.
True.
So it's like, oh, now I know. Because I was a victim of I got my girlfriend a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, women's pants sizes, I'm completely lost.
They're so stupid.
I can do pre-calculus. I can do chemistry. I cannot do women's pants sizes. That's something I will never.
Okay. Even women can't do women's pants
sizes. That's something I will never understand. And I by a complete accident, like 3-4 sizes too small. And it was.
You thought she was skinny.
It was bad. I don't even know.
Oh gosh.
So I any way that you can figure out what their clothes size is, I think it's a win.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't know. I also here's the thing. Logan doesn't like shopping very much.
Oh sure.
He'll go shopping with me, like to make me happy. But like it's not his favorite activity. And I know that. So I think, like, it just depends on the person, too.
So you would say in your relationship you would lean towards no?
In my personal relationship, probably. I mean, I'd ask him to go thrifting with me. I have asked him. We haven't done it yet, though. Typically, it's just because, like, when we hang out, we're so tired. And so it's just like, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to, like, sit down and watch a movie, take a nap.
So what if you guys did this? Just, like, go back and picture. If you guys did this on, like, your third date.
Too soon. Would not.
It would not go well.
No. I don't think it would have.
For either of you guys.
Third date? No. Third date was a walk, and we didn't even hold hands.
Okay.
I think it would not have been for our relationship. We did take things pretty slow, like, the first couple months of our relationship, which is fine. Like, it was what we needed. Like, just for us personally, it wouldn't have been for us.
That's fair. That's valid. That's fair. I think for some people it would work. I think I would enjoy it, depending on the person I'm with, because I'm all about finding weird, fun clothes to wear. But, yeah, I guess, yeah, it would really have to depend on the person you're with and if they're comfortable trying on different things and all that sort of stuff. You got to be very, very self-conscious about that, or very conscious about that, not self-conscious.
Do you have any others for me?
Do I have any others? Well, it kind of – so we talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I have farmer's market on here.
Farmer's market, yep.
Apparently farmer's markets aren't a huge thing here.
So they, like, are, but they're just only in certain areas. They're only in, like, Omaha and Lincoln and, like.
So they're not everywhere.
They're not everywhere, which is then difficult to, like, farmer's market. But I think it's still fun. I think it'd still be a great first date.
I like farmers markets are one of my happy places. I think farmers markets are great because, and in the dates that I went on there, you go to the farmers market and then you go to like one little booth and you just find something to buy and then you share it.
Mm-hmm.
One time it was a baguette.
Oh, fun.
One time it was a cinnamon roll.
Fun.
So you walk around for like 30, 40 minutes. You talk to people. You have a good time.
You
and
look
then,
at all the crafts and things.
Yep. And then you find a little small business booth. And you go buy something from them, and then you share it together on a bench somewhere nice.
Love that.
So if it's nice weather outside, if it's warm, I think it's phenomenal. I think it is. It's my go-to.
I like it.
So that'd probably be my top choice. Is like if I were to go on a first date, I think if they're down for it, farmer's market would be something that I would pitch right away.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Do you have any others, or is that the end of our list?
I think I might be good. I think I got through all the big ones.
I got through all of mine, too. So I think we got some really good first dates on here. I think we can choose that Zoo is a good first date.
Zoo's a top one.
Bowling, as long as you're not doing 8 rounds of it.
As long as you're not going for the marathon, the gauntlet, yeah. I think bowling is okay. It's a classic, so if you want to be creative, step outside of bowling. But for a first date, I don't think it's too bad.
Maybe stay away from dinner and a movie, but lean towards a movie and a dinner.
Yeah, I think anywhere where you need to have talking time.
Talking time is very important.
Because even if it's going to be awkward and it's going to be hard to make conversation, you need to push yourself. You can't just not talk to the person first date.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think you need to put yourself in a situation where you can and will talk to the person. So that's why I think stray away from movie unless you pair it with an area where you can talk afterwards.
Yeah. So that concludes our episode all about first dates. I think we had some really good ideas on here. I think that you guys need to go out, be creative with your dates, have a fun time. That's really what a first date is all about, getting to know the other person, having fun. So don't be scared. If you guys would like to have a part two of this episode, let me know, and I can get that out for you guys. In the meantime, you guys just listen to Worth the Hype.